Yeah, might not want to announce that. Okay, Shragi, you're on? Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we would like to have Shir on Wednesday night. That's an hour and a half after you break your tinnus. Is that okay with everybody? We'll have more sugar here and soda in case you're still hungry. And I just can't cancel Shir during a Seder Tshuva. That wouldn't be sacrilegious. So Wednesday night, Mitzvah Shem, we will have Shir, Mitzvah Shem, Bli Neder, and as well as the following Monday night is the night before Erev Yom Kippur. There's a Machlokes Achronim where there's a mitzvah to eat the night before also, so you can partake of some of that. If it doesn't affect your appetite the next day, which is the holidays, Echiv. Let's go back to the point we left off on, and there was a discussion on it after the shir as well. Keep in mind, and I'll repeat this on a per need basis, this is a complex sugya. There are things that will be brought up that strike you as, hey, that can't be usher. And perhaps it's not, and I always mention all the coolest possible, but the sugya is dealing with an issa d'oraisa. So you have to be pretty sure, and with that said, we have to see Miyashav the Minig Olam. The caps and the gowns. So Akiva convincingly showed me a picture, it didn't look doctored in Photoshop, from young ladies in a school that we all know. It's ironic that we have four people sitting here at the same graduation, and they're wearing caps and gowns. So with that said, you were nice enough to send me a report that YSV girls had gowns and dafka no caps. Lahachas. I mean, not lahachas, in a good way. Lahachas is a bad word. Mehitzin Aliban. And you said that Itzhaka Muncy, Arampo had both, and Muncy, we don't know.
Muncy
high school?
Just has gowns.
Just has gowns, okay.
Do you know that was on purpose? That they
of course it's
caps?
On, for sure. They for sure knew the whole lumdus of the Shiloh, which I'm going to speak out now. I don't know, I didn't discuss it with them. Yeah, but that's not, it sounds like you work somewhere. yeah, it's good. It has sources by the Chassam Sefer. Let me lay out what the Hakir is, because he mentioned it as a sound bite last night together with six other sound bites, so we're going to have to one by one. There are many people who do it, and they feel, I have to go to the graduation. Let me just put out there, I understand the struggles of being in the matzav and those that have to be there, the college, university, yes, no question is beyond the purview of the shir right now. But if they're there and there's pressure to go to graduation, there are other nisyanis in graduation also. I know this because I've been asked the shaylas and received these reports afterwards. You go up and sometimes the menahelis of the university is a menahelis and not a menahel. And you go up, and then they want to shake your hand, and sometimes they do more. It's all sorts of nonsense going on, and there are many reasons why you might want to skip graduation anyway, before you get to the caps and the gowns. And I want to mention that, so you shouldn't think, well, we're speaking about the caps and the gowns, like the rest of the graduation is okay. I don't want anybody to make any deal come over here. There are people who want to go, it's pressure to go, and they're parents who are proud sometimes. The child wants to please the parents. There are many different things going on, and I'm aware of all that.
Why are you limiting it to graduation?
As opposed to
caps and gowns, I apologize. Why caps and gowns as opposed to, for example, in Yeshiva Spring Valley, they don't have, after we had parents, teachers, whatever it is, and
right.
The men were not invited to the girls' school. They're just mothers only.
To the girls' graduation?
No, to the girls' back-to-school night.
What is a back-to-school night? Oh, they call that orientation? Yeah, they figure the mothers can handle it. I would be thrilled about such a policy. especially about giving shir that night.
Except for women only.
Okay, but that's not a chukosayim issue.
That's a sneeze. So I'm saying, why is that different than graduation? Seeing the girls...
Yeah, the whole thing, I agree with you 100%. You're preaching to the converted. The whole thing's a big mess up, but especially in the university that's co-ed already, and that now you'll say there's no sneeze issues, everybody's in the gowns and they're all dressed very sneezistic. Okay, but the actions
there's
and the actions afterwards, what?
There's a mile to that.
There's a mile to that, but the actions and the party, all that, the whole scene, you know, has to be taken into consideration, and that we were just discussing the caps and gowns. I just want to mention that. Caps and gowns. So right away, Tzaddik, the big Kanoi, said it comes straight from the monks. And the truth is, whether monks, galachim, whatever, persuasion, you have to understand, aside from the Yidden in Europe, nobody knew how to read. Nobody had any official schooling except for the monks and the clergy, which is probably why you came to that conclusion, is that the original universities were all religious universities because they're the only people getting education, which has not bode well for the Shaila, because the research, I did some research, Aaron sent me some material. Clearly, the garb that we have now was copying what they were using then, and predominantly clergy people. So that starts off on the wrong foot here. My defense, I'm looking over here, because the minig is the people who are going to graduations, which is trying to get out of, but if you have to go, they are wearing these things, and they're doing it in some yeshivas, and some, by the way, YSC Boys doesn't do this, right? Okay, and either does any other boys yeshiva.
I do.
You probably went to the wrong graduation. And YSC Boys had it? Really? I don't think they're doing that now. Hey, great. You must be very old. Okay, well, the boys and chiefs aren't doing it. I don't know why the girls, I guess maybe they're more at the ceremony, dress, whatever the case may be. The tzad lahokal, I feel, might be the fact that one of the marmakemis, none of these things that you do research where the Jews came from is Teremi Sinai at all. But there's a theory out there, the reason the clergy started wearing these long gowns is because the original universities in the Middle Ages were not heated. They were dingy, old stone, like as were the churches, the monasteries, and all that. And it was just cold. And if you're a farmer, you're not a clergy person, then you just move around. If you're sitting and studying all day, it gets cold. Okay, that's an important. If that's true, then one has to figure out if the cause was not mandated by religion. It's not part of their code. And it happens to be how they dressed, and it wasn't solely limited to galachim, just the first few hundred years the universities were galachim, because that's the only people who had higher education, any education. So then mamela, one could argue that that's not religious in nature and it's mutter. That would be the argument lahokal. The second argument lahokal is that nowadays, certainly, and don't misunderstand my heter here, it's not that they don't know it's tied to religion, because we said last night that's not a heter already. If they don't know, if it is rooted in that, it's still going to be usur. But here, if it might not be rooted in that because they were only wearing it for comfort or to classify themselves as something higher in terms of their intelligence, the academia wanted a certain mode of dress, then you can compare it to what we didn't read and saw yet, to the capes of the doctors I mentioned last night, that it's a way to hang a shingle and just say, this is who I am, bring me your business, I'm a professor, bring me your questions, come enroll. People are graduating now, they want to show they reached a certain point in their career, and they're now certified. So they wear this thing by the ceremony to show that they're cut above. That wouldn't necessarily be chukos em lesavecha. The problem over here is that a lot of this stuff came from what the clergy was wearing, but they continue to wear. But lemaisa, the galachim now in Europe aren't wearing this thing. And again, some of the reading was very interesting because they all trace back to the oldest universities, Cambridge, Oxford, and these institutions were started a long, long time ago, and they were, for the most part, pretty religious places because, again, the education was for the 1% of the elite and everybody else were the peasants, and they didn't go to these places. So that's why it's not, if somebody didn't want to wear it, if they left out the hat on purpose, it's not a ridiculous chumrah. It's certainly a shaila. I'm just trying to miyash of the minig, why perhaps it would be mutter. Again, if somebody could stay away from the graduation for other reasons, it would be a good idea. Once they go, I don't think they'll let you be there without the hat. So if you want to, you know, if you are going to be there already, Meza Tam Shehiya, then that would be the Tzad Lahokal.
The Rav said, preach it to the converter instead of the choir because...
Yes, very good. Very good, Dick. You see, he's been here so long, it's a real Talmud. He's a Madaik from my... that's correct. I was the back row over there had their pre... They always have a pre-shear discussion. And right before you walked in, they asked me whether or not there's an issue with the choir in shuls, and we know there's no issue because the Yekkes have it and had it for many years. And if so, why do we have an issue with the organ? So the answer is, I'll just mention this now, we'll get to it way later. There's a big machlekes achrayim between the Gron or the Peskim. If we had a minig first that we used in shul, in our services, and then the Goyim started using it in their worship, does that aser it now? The Goyim holds yes, the famous example is the trees and the shrubbery on Shavuos, where he asered it even though we clearly had the minig first, and their trees come, not even Christianity, comes from pagan, whatever, they adopted it, and we had it first.
You said Shavuos?
Shavuos. The minig, the old minig to put out shrubbery trees and that to make it look like High Sinai and the other are Muslim, and the Gron says, we don't do it anymore. And by and large, some people are machmir, they don't do anything. Some people don't do a lot of trees, shrubbery, different minhagim, whether or not. But that, the machlekes is a very yesedistic machlekes. Can we have a minig that we had already, and just because they do it, it becomes chukoseim? Yes, yeah, so the Gross says he doesn't go that far. He doesn't say it'll aser and it's a deraisa. It can't take away a deraisa from us. He said, we had a minig, and they have the minig, so we dropped the minig, because it's only a minig. Yeah, that's clear that nobody says that. Although there's a very famous deraisa, very famous, just we're not that used to thinking about it now, that was used in one form and then when the Goyim started doing it, it became also. What am I referring to? That's correct. There was a matzeifa with one stone, the other Kadeshim used it many times. And then the Goyim started using it, and then Hashem asked it, and it's the Raisa, and now we can only use a stone. So now, the interesting drush is that the stones represent one stone can't have growth, there's only one stone, but if you have many stones, you can grow. But that's all to touch it up now, but it was fine when the others were doing it. So, it's not a kasha, but it's called the Matan Torah. So Hashem can set it by Har Sinai. Hashem kind of did, and now that's the nature of the mitzvah. But once we have the mitzvah, they can make Palm Sunday from here to next year, and it's not going to ask the lulav, and if it's not wearing tefillin, it's not going to ask the tefillin either. So, that's a question over here. The makar for the choir is the Beis HaMikdash. The choir, the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to have one less level also. That's why we still have a choir. The reason why we get very nervous about organs, and some got nervous, I'm sure, about a choir also, is because what happened by Haskalah was that they were borrowing things left, right, and center from the church. And when they borrowed it, and we didn't have a minute to have an organ, once they borrowed it to play an organ on Shabbos Yontif, it's also anyway. But even if you were asking, but can we have a Simchas Beis HaShoeva on a Tuesday night, we'll have Meyer with an organ. Grada, one perm, we had that. If you remember, somebody from our shul, do you remember that? Was playing the piano very nicely. I don't know if you were at that Meyer, but that was a classic. That Meyer took us 40 minutes. And I think my shvager was davening Meyerv and Shlomi was playing the piano, but everybody was drunk, so it didn't count. So one guy asked, is this mutter? I said, that's as mutter as the whole Meyerv. So, so we'll leave it at that. People had a lot of kavana, by the way. It wasn't the huddleless. It was just very interesting. Lamaisa, we're not going to have an organ because there was no minig to have an organ. It doesn't get the machlekes as the guy in the other achrayim. And so there's no deraisa. And if that's where they daven in the church, we're not going to have that. That's where that issue comes from. And it's a constant battle now. The people who don't want to be from just aren't from. They're not giving any hashkafas and importing other religions. They're just so it's not much of an issue anymore, which is why the Chassam Sefer categorically asserted anything that smacked of Chodesh Aser Menater was his famous line. And he asserted getting married in a shul. And Adayam Azeh and Gairish Rabbanim will never do a chasen in a shul. But Ramesh has a tshuva, and he says that because in Europe, especially in Western Europe, it was a big battlefront. So they had to draw a line in the sand. In Russia and other places, it wasn't such a battle, so we don't look to do it. Ramesh has an interesting tshuva where he talks about doing it in a non-Orthodox temple. And he said that might be a hiddur, because then you don't get into a shaila of having chilulis in a shul. He says in the tshuva. So he's interesting, before he's reading. He says, that might be bad. Then the shaila, you can't dive in there, you can't dive in the hallway, whatever. You have to figure something out. But the stance comes from a reaction of what was going on and where it was being imported from. And that's important to keep the historical context, as I mentioned by the bas mitzvah last night. Okay, that's number one. Somebody asked at the very end of Shir, I'll mention this now, I'm sure we'll have a chance to hopefully see the tshuva inside, a double ring ceremony. They're not going to find this at a yeshiva shechasna, but there are elements within groups that are still Shomer Shabbos that want to have a double ring ceremony, right? Modern, but it's the shaila comes up. I know it comes up because I've seen it come up, and the Ramesh has a tshuva on it. They asked Ramesh about it. And Ramesh says, loy with an aleph, with a capital aleph, and there are two very important reasons. One is a shaila on the kinyan. It has to be clear that he's being kind to her. I know it's a big machlekes acharonim in the first parak in Kedushin. Is it a kinyan? Is it a mechibra? Okay, so a lot of Torah on it. But whatever it is, it's going in one direction, not both directions. And if it's said that, yeah, I'm being kind to you, I'm harayat mekudeshes and harayat mekudesh, whatever, lashayin is, they might not go that far. But if I'm giving you a ring and then you're giving me a ring, that is akasha on the das of kaina makna, and that could be a huge halachic issue. And number two, Maisha talks about the fact that this is straight chukosem lezer, it's a geisha custom, and here it's coming into our halachic ceremonies, and we have a big problem with that. So Maisha says, no, if they really insist, so just do the chuppah, and then afterwards, or before you'll give us something, you know, if you really want to wear a ring, that's a shaylus, can a man wear a ring? It's a different chukosem issue, maybe lo yubush is more the sugya. You can put that in the list, remind me in a couple of years. That'd be an interesting simon to do also, which is tangentially related, but it's the doubling ceremony, something imported from the Goyim, and we shouldn't have any part of that. That's where...
Yes,
that's a good shaila. So the shaila is why... It has to fit into one of two categories. We didn't get to the second category. The first one is we don't know, and therefore it might be rooted in who knows what. Here you're saying we know what it's rooted in. The second one, which we're about to read tonight, if we get to it, is that it's an inyan of pritzis, which over here it's not pritzis per se, but it sort of undoes what are they trying to accomplish. They're trying to, pritzis isn't only the length of a skirt or being too loud or in your face. It's also... And this is a big thing, especially in America in the last 10 years. It's also upsetting the intent of a Kosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, both by Yidden and by Goyim, of what family life is supposed to be like, what a husband is, what a wife is. And I think that's a concern over here. It's not, we wouldn't say, well, preaches. No, like, no, why is that preaches? The answer is it might be the biggest preaches, because that's just basically, well, I'll put it under feminism, put it under, it keeps giving birth to what the situation we have now, certainly in the Democratic Party, but it's filtering down to everything else, and that is, everything is equal, nothing is sacred, and these old style relationships are irrelevant, Rahman al-Islam, and that is a pirsa. So I think that's what makes it gaish, and I think that's a problem. So it might even be a bigger problem. So that's just a soundbite regarding the double ring ceremony.
That's obviously that would be a new development in the Goyish world. Really,
the whole thing's new. The Goyim weren't doing double ring ceremonies 100 years ago. I'm sure of it. It's worse that it's new. It just shows where everything's going. No, that's if there were, we mentioned the tour about architecture, building certain buildings, how you do things like Goyim. I'm not sure exactly what the parameters are. We know you can't make a steeple, and we'll see later the Rebbe suggests maybe you can't call people to the assembly with a bell because they're doing it that way. If there are far bigger issues over here, but if it would become the stylish thing, this is going to sound crazy and wild, that's something that never would happen, but if it becomes stylish to start building buildings with only one bathroom and proudly displaying on the bathroom, you know, men and women and all other types in between are invited. We would have, besides the issue of sneis, we'd have a chukosayim issue because that's the biggest pirsa. So even if you say, yeah, this is, unfortunately, this can become very nageya because when they start coming down on boys' yeshivas and girls, I don't know where this is going, but if it goes there, we could say, well, there are girls in the building, so there's no issue with sneis, so why not? The answer is the chukosayim issue. Just labeling like that. And I hope this could become a legal issue. Yeah. And this is, so you never think chukosayim. This sugya is just plain out pizza's like, well, the chukosayim. The answer is, well, what happens if there are no girls in the building?
I think the First Amendment right would trump their right to equality, gender equality.
That's going to be you're going to have to defend that and take that to Supreme Court, and it depends who's sitting on the bench. That is the Nekudas HaMachlekes. That is not, you sound like an Orthodox Jew who happens to be a lawyer. That's what they're fighting about now. In every single area. In all the bills of the other gender issues. And
no other religion other than the Jewish religion has a Zimlis Elechus.
Oh, you're going to tell the courts that we can't do it because we don't want to copy the Goyim? Good luck. That's interesting.
We have a religion that requires us to be separate and distinct.
And then you have to say, quote this Rambam with the architecture, and they'll say that's not shot in the Rambam. Okay, maybe, I think it is. Whether it's shot in this Rambam, it's shot in the whole sugya. That's an interesting argument.
They don't let religion discriminate. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. They're bigger. Their people claim more obvious things, and that is that the church is claiming that we're against this whole thing. Why are you forcing us to? That's the big debate in the country now. It's getting worse, not better. So that's that. I think would be an issue for yeshivas, even if there happen to be no girls or no boys in the building. That could become a serious issue. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem, we'll get back to these on a separate cover. Let's go back to the Beis Yosef. Go to the second bracket. Starts with the word Inyan Hasheni. So again, the first gather is, don't do things that they're doing and they can't easily explain why, because B'cheshesh is rooted in Avodah Zarah, Kisha from the like, for starters, and obviously you're only doing it, even though it makes no sense, because you want to copy them. Ellie, you asked last night, but maybe it's only when you're copying them to be made to Avodah Zarah, but as we continue, I will show you that that's not the main requirement. Inyan Hasheni, Asher Yesh, everybody got it, the second bracket? Which we mentioned. Vanova. Notice that Sneas is not just the length of the skirt and the amount of body that's showing. It's a question of Hanhoga, Derech Sneas, Vanova. That's an interesting word. If Goyim have a mode of dress or a mode of conduct that is inherently Gaivudik, that's already going to trigger this as a Deraisa. So it's not a question of what we normally term as pritzis, even though pritzis is when you're carrying on and in your face, that's a lack of sneis. Venegubah goyim, and the goyim do this for this purpose, even if you'd ask them, they'd have to think about it for a moment. Gam ze aser. That's definition number two. This is all from the Ma'arik. Skip down three more lines.
That's not dependent upon not knowing.
No, that's not. First thing is not knowing, because then we have to think the worst, and who knows? And it's not even aser misafik. That's the iser. It's not an iser misafik. It's not we're saying something about the chumah. That's the iser chukos saying, because you're only doing it. It makes no sense. You're only doing it because they're doing it. Second iser is you're copying them, and the cool over here is going to be is that if you're copying them and you buy a tie because you think it looks nice and formal, there's nothing gaivadik or priestessdik about it, then that wouldn't necessarily be aser. If you're wearing these flashy, crazy looking things out of being priestess again, not amount of your showing. It means to be out there and be, you buy a pair of blue jeans. Some would stop there, just to buy a pair of blue jeans. That's already an answer, but okay. Buy a pair of jeans. They don't call them blue jeans anymore.
I'm saying jeans and blue jeans.
I'm just saying, some would stop and just say, buy a pair of blue jeans, you'll look like the guy. But I'll make it very graphic. You buy a pair of blue jeans, and you take it, and you run over it with your car 17 times, and then you rip it in 16 spots. And then you put it on. Kedakam betumah. So, what? You can even pay more and buy them, but you can save money if you do it at home. I could buy a baseball glove like that also, but it's easier to run your tire over it. So, you could do it with your baseball glove. You can't do it with jeans and put it on. Why not? And it's not because part of your leg is going to be showing. That's not the... You're going to an all-man's cheer, and there's no sneeze issue. The whole thing is a pizza. You're identifying with bums, with the underworld, with the hippie movement. That's derech pritzus v'gaiva. That's the problem. So it's not just that you look like a bum. It's a shiloh hukasayim. Yeah.
What about when, like, regular styles change?
Okay, so that we're going to get to barichas. That we're not, I'm giving you the extreme examples to know what we're going to shrink the parameters. But right now, the second definition of Ma'arik is something that is, you look at anybody who wants to be honest, any from Yid, he's going to say, that's Goyish. Just know intuitively. That's Goyish. You don't wear it, that's Goyish. That's bummy. It's not every guy is a bum. But if they're doing that to identify with the counterculture or underworld or hippie movement, whatever, that's not anivistic, and it's not sneistic. That's the problem.
What?
At
the end of the day, it's issues of degree.
So that's why everything's going to be. That's why we're going to do this slowly to figure out parameters. That's why we have Paiskim, and you got to know what's going on in the world, and you got to know where things come from, and that's what we're going to try to figure out. Skip to the next bracket. Av gam zeis, nira, dayanu dafka, and he spells out the kula. The only reason you do it is to look like them. Why would somebody take a nice pair of pants and rip it and fade it? It talks about in the Gemara Nebuch, a person has clothing, it gets faded. And the Gemara Brochus, why Timil Cham have their clothing is always faded because the bumping in the shady characters. That clothing fade after time. What are you going to do? But You don't do that on purpose. Why would you do a crazy thing like that? The answer is you want to identify with those teenagers, adults, whoever was there in Woodstock or whatever it is. You want to identify with them.
It's also preachers. Because they did it to the
reason. Yes, but even if you say, I'm wearing it, I'm only among men, and I, you know, no, of course it's true. But it's more the preacher's definition over here is derech shachas, is there, this is not a normal thing to do. The only reason you're doing it is to copy them. There's no other logical reason why you do it. I once saw a kid like this. I said, why are you doing that? He says, it's very air-conditioned. He makes holes, and he can breathe more. I said, I heard that by tzitzis, or I measure holes. That's treif also, but for a different reason. So you have to be honest and say, why are you doing this? So you asked the obvious question. He says, well, what do you buy off the rack? So we'll get to that. Again, afkam zayis nir dayan adavke sho esik izi lahat matzalayim below te elas acheres v'diktik me'losh and rashi. Shafilu min hagen shi Yisrael b'malbish echad, v'goyim b'malbish acher, im ein malbish Yisraeli mara al yadis. If the Jewish dress is not particularly Jewish, or not particularly extra sneas, or latsneas, yesim eisa shagayim naigaba, ein b'shum isli Yisrael lubash lavash anog ben agayim. Since the first time he's going to say this, and we're going to elaborate on this, he says, no isa to wear the same clothing as goyim. If the clothing are neat, clean, sneas dick, not gaiva dick, and Jews have to be wearing the same thing, which lederi deris, quite often they did, not all the time. Ma'achashu derech sheiris v'tzniyas ka'isa shu Yisrael. And then, of course, what's with the red shoelaces and the black shoelaces, what we're going to get to is, obviously, the red shoelace, red, was always in your face, gaiva dick, which is why we dafka wore the black, and it was yahar v'yavar to change the shoelace. Why? Because this is the rights of hukosayim, and if it's under pressure for shmad, for us to change, hukosayim is yahar v'yavar, like any other lesa say, especially this, because they're trying to get us to change so we lose our Jewish identity. That's why hukosayim is such an important sugya. On that positive note, we'll wish everybody a ksivu sima teva. If we don't see you, and we'll see you next year, Mitzvah Hashem, next Wednesday.